Hello. Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of The Age of Aquarius, where I will be your host,
Kenosha.
Amen.
Well, it seems that the world is definitely a different place after moving into the Gregorian calendar date of January 2022. It's not the official new year. The new year doesn't begin until the spring equinox, which will be in March. But by the Gregorian calendar, you could say this is the new year. And transitioning from the winter solstice, December, through January, quite a year it has been, at least in America and around the world. One thing that we had here in America was thousands of flights canceled, among other things. So I just want you to be ready and be aware, prepare yourself for great changes here in America and around the world, because the world as you know it is not going back to what you knew it as 2019 on backwards. That world is gone. It's not returning. It's not, this is not meant to be bleak. It's just meant to make you aware that that world is not coming back. So we must prepare ourselves and adjust mainly to the new frequencies coming up from Mother Earth and coming down from Father Sky. So the Schumann resonance, which has usually been around 7.8 hertz, the heartbeat, so to speak, of Mother Earth, that hasn't been 7.8 hertz for about, I don't know, maybe close to 10 years. The frequency is very high and increasing every day. And since we are here, manifested in this dimension that we call Earth, our frequencies are affected by that. And so, what is taking place here primarily is the beings who can adjust to the increased frequencies of Mother Earth and Father Sky, they will remain here. Those who can't adjust to those frequencies will be removed from this dimension. And when you say removed, it could happen many different ways. Accidents, death, natural or unnatural, many different things which seem to be a coincidence or a natural occurrence. When you look at it a broader perspective with the frequencies increasing, it's actually Earth, I guess, healing herself or moving forward to a higher frequency. So whatever can remain within that realm of higher frequencies will be here, and those that cannot, well, they'll be removed. So this is what we see taking place. So you must prepare yourselves in the grander scheme of things that pretty much a lot of people that we see, a lot of beings are not going to be here moving forward in 2022 and beyond. And we could also expect a lot of slowdowns, breakdowns in supply chains and other things. We can expect that to take place. Because we just won't have the people to do certain things like we used to. And that's all tied back into Mother Earth and her frequencies increasing. So remember, this is a simulation. It's a dream. I've come to the conclusion that's probably only so many real souls here, or souls that are awakened to a certain level. Everyone else, I guess you could see them as being dream characters, projections from the dream. That's why the original people of Australia called reality or realities dream time, because that's what it is. A one soul or one being or a community of beings dreaming their reality into existence. So as long as they're able to maintain their connection to whatever land they happen to manifest on, maintain their traditions, then the homeostasis, the balance of that region is maintained and the dream time is maintained. And if you upset that balance, which obviously took place many, many centuries ago when Australia was invaded, then the balance is not maintained. The dream time becomes a nightmare, but not for long, because eventually the original programming, I guess you could say, that was put in place to maintain the dream time the way it was supposed to be, then that will manifest, that will take hold of the nightmare and restructure it. But anybody who's had a lucid dream, you know, sometimes when you restructure a dream, when you're inside of it and you're conscious and aware, sometimes it can be a little chaotic before it stabilizes again. And that's what we see taking place in Australia, Austria, Europe, and many other places around the world. There is a higher force that is in charge of whatever you see taking place. And it's it's not what you think. It is the soul, the one soul or Atman, which is rearranging the dream, which has been kind of a nightmare. So the dream is being rearranged, and so that's why we see so much weather chaos, to segue into that, especially here in the middle of America. You're going to see more high winds. I warned of that before in earlier podcasts all throughout 2021 and 2020. 2019, I've been saying the same thing, that the winds will increase and they will get stronger and stronger and more intense, as will the fires on the West Coast, because the West Coast of America, including out in the Pacific Ocean, out to Hawaii, you know, that ring of fire, but mainly our side of the ring of fire is considered to be like the root chakra of Earth. So on the West Coast is where the Kundalini rises and shoots across America and goes across the rest of the world. Whereas some people will say that Tibet is the pineal gland of Earth. I'm led more to believe that Uluru, the giant rock mountain in Australia, is the pineal gland of the world. So the increased frequencies of Earth seems to be, that seems to be like a focal point, but I could be entirely wrong. So it's just my intuition and where I'm led right now. And ultimately, whatever we see taking place outside in the physical world, it's actually taking place inside of us. We live in the realm of effects, but cause is the all, Atman, mind, which is non-local. So the mind is not situated in the brain, it's not situated in the heart. The body is just a vessel for the mind to manifest in what we call the physical world. So expect more storms, more floods, hurricanes, land canes, as they call them. You can't even call them derechos here in America anymore because the winds are too intense. So yes, a lot of cold weather and just a lot of weather chaos in general. And also remember, for America, the birth chart of the corporation known as America, Pluto is returning in February 2022. So when Pluto returns into the sign of Capricorn, as I said before, more chaos, more destruction, and we are in the age of Aquarius. So when that destruction happens, it's going to be a lot of revealing, a lot of lifting of veils. Like, we're not even doing anything to make this take place. Except, as I said, everything outside of us is inside of us. So it's happening whether we want it to or not. So it's going to be the age of Aquarius is known as the age of revealing. So a lot that was hidden will be revealed and shocking. Who knows? Maybe we'll see other dimensional beings that are labeled as aliens reveal themselves beginning in 2022. Maybe it'll be a soft disclosure. Like I said, keep looking up to the skies. Do look up to the skies and keep paying attention to what's happening around you and sights and sounds in the skies and the heavens and even in your local area, the feelings that you get, you know, when you get the tingling of your skin and you get the little shivers and everything like that, that's what you would call your sixth sense, your heightened sense that's letting you know something has changed in the world around you. So you should pay attention to those signals that you get from your body. So more storms, more hurricanes, more fires, intense snow, intense ice storms that we're going to have to go through. Then the heat waves come again. And oh, they are coming. They are coming like never before. It's going to be really hot this year. But it's going to be odd for like some people. It's going to be hot, but they're not going to feel it. Like their bodies will adjust to these increased frequencies. Well, for other people, it's going to be hot to the point where they feel like they're dying. So it all comes down to your heart and your vibration. What meditations are you doing? What inner work are you doing? Are you accepting your shadow? You know, the shadow knows. Shadow work is simply accepting those parts of your body or those parts of your personality that you don't want to acknowledge. And a lot of times the shadow reveals itself in people outside of yourself. Like you meet this person, I don't like this person. I don't like the way they do this. I don't like the way they do that. Well, that's your shadow. All these different people that you've met and that you're meeting now that you don't like for some reason, that's your shadow. So instead of saying, I don't like this person, you need to look at that person, that personality, and say, what part of myself is manifested in this person that I need to look at and honestly accept? You know, if I don't like the way they talk, if I don't like the way that their brashness, their boldness, maybe I need to look at that in myself, because maybe that's something that I'm lacking. And the shadow is showing you, externalized in the people that you meet, like, hey, here I am. You need to accept this. You need to work on this. And this is why it's manifesting in this person that you're meeting. And guarantee you are a shadow manifestation externally for someone else. It's just seeing things in a bigger picture, in a bigger way. So that's what we're going to be dealing with going into 2022. It's a heightened awareness of our senses. Intuitive abilities will come online. They're already coming online for a lot of people. Psychic abilities, clairaudience, you know, clairvision. So heightened inner vision, inner hearing, feeling, all of these things are coming online and they are totally natural. They're not paranormal. Paranormal is just a term that was given to what is actually normal. The normal world that we live in where paranormal activity doesn't take place, that's crazy. We're living in a crazy world when we rely more on technology than our so-called paranormal abilities, which are actually normal and, you know, our birthrights. So just wanted to throw that out there. It's going to be interesting times moving ahead in the world. Keep your faith. Whatever your faith and belief may be, keep it. Keep it strong. Hold it dear. And don't waver. You're going to need that moving forward. It's going to be a lot of sadness for people. A lot of... just a lot of negative energy also is going to manifest itself, because as the frequencies increase for Earth, the people who can't really maintain in existence here in the higher fields of frequency, well, they're just going to show themselves. It's like, well, I can't maintain myself here, so I'm just going to start going crazy. So you're going to start seeing people doing more attacks on the airplanes, attacking in the streets, you know, just attacking people, driving crazy. You probably already noticed it. People driving crazy like they don't know how to drive. That didn't come about just because we went into lockdown and came back out of lockdown. No, there's frequencies that are affecting people and they don't know how to act. So the negative shadow aspects of themselves that they haven't accepted and worked with, now they start to manifest. So pay attention. Like I said, look up at the skies, but look around you and pay attention to people's behaviors and how they're acting. People are going to start acting up. These are the times that try souls. You don't have a soul, you are a soul. And these are the times that are going to try us as souls. So, you know, you have that terminology, the non-playable character, the NPCs. You're going to see a lot of those. You know, and then you're going to start to see souls that haven't advanced far enough, so they're going to start acting out. And you're going to see NPCs who are just going to act out on negative energy. They just act out on the energy that's around them. like programming. So they act out on the programming that's around them, and we program reality via our imagination and our energy state. So just wanted to throw that out there. Yeah, it's going to be a crazy summer. It's going to be a crazy spring and a crazy summer. Just a crazy year overall. A lot of the... And a great awakening. So there's going to be a lot of awakening of people around the world. Awakening in their hearts. People will become courageous when they weren't courageous before. People will question when they didn't question before. You know, as Trinity told Neo in the first Matrix, which is, in my opinion, the only real Matrix movie aside from Animatrix. And then, you have Matrix Reloaded and Revolutions, which together they were just one big movie, and they do add to the Matrix trilogy. They are a part of the Matrix world. So... But if you wanted to just end the Matrix at just the Matrix movie and then the Animatrix, which came out as like a prequel, then that's all you would need. But that's just me in my opinion. But as Trinity told Neo in the first Matrix, it's the question that brings us here, Neo. The question. You have to question what is being presented. Question what you're being told. Your intuition is that sense that you get, whether it comes to you in the form of images, words, symbols, feeling, a smell, a taste. Your intuition communicates to everybody, to each one differently. So your intuition is going to tell you, well, this doesn't seem right. I know what they're saying, but this doesn't seem right, doesn't feel right. I'm not hearing, what I'm hearing doesn't match up to what I'm hearing internally. So... pay attention to your intuition, your higher sense, because we're going to need that. We're all going to need to pay attention to that and navigate this world using that moving forward. Remember that you're not alone. Even if you think you're alone, like physically you're staying by yourself or whatnot, you're not alone. You always have higher dimensional beings that are always around you. Always. Benevolent. Higher dimensional beings. Are there negative dimensional beings or other dimensional beings? Well, of course. But your belief, your focus should be on the benevolent higher dimensional beings around you. Those are the ones that you need to focus on. They will always be there to help, and so we're never alone. And you also have to remember that on this path, there are people just like you. And they resonate with you. So if you study the book, The Holographic Universe, get that book and study what a hologram is. Then you'll know there's no such thing as distance. There's no such thing as space. It's all one continuum. So everything outside is inside of you. You think you're alone, but there are people who are just like you. Holographically, they exist inside of you too, and you exist inside of them. So you're never separate, you're never alone. So remember that as we move forward in 2022, that you're never alone. Have courage, have faith. Tap into your heart, tap into your pineal gland, tap into your sexual energy. The Kundalini force, the great cosmic mother, coiled asleep, Shakti, at the tailbone of your body. The sound E, or the letter I in the English language, it stands for the brain and the pineal gland or pineal body. Is the heart, chest cavity, and all organs of the thorax, or all organs associated with the heart or the mid portion of the body, basically from the neck down to like the navel. And then O is the letter sound for the sexual organs, Kundalini. So Iao or Iaos would be the Greek name for the Messiah or Jesus or Jesus, which is basically alchemically talking about you and what's inside of you. even the higher dimensional beings that you can think of, the benevolent ones and the negative ones, anything that you think of is not really outside of you. It's manifesting from within you. You just got to raise your frequencies and remember who you are. All right. So thank you once again for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. And let's move forward in 2022 and do great things. Once again, I am your host, Kenosha Amen from the Age of Aquarius, signing off.